ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to Absolutely Necessary. You guys ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
All right, let's go. From last podcast, I promised Jacob that we would have NFL Mock Draft Thursday, and Thursday has come around. It is that time.
Stop.
NFL Mock Draft 2019. I have done a mock draft. Jacob has done a mock draft. Jackson will participate. All right, you guys ready? Let's jump right into it. First pick overall, Arizona Cardinals. Who you got, Jacob?
Nick Bosa out of Ohio State.
I got Nick Bosa as well.
It's not even a question.
Nick Bosa is probably the most talented player in this draft, in my opinion. And it's a natural fit. The Cardinals need pass rusher, and Nick Bosa is the best available.
And do you think that if the Cardinals trade Josh Rosen, there'll be even a remote chance that they'll select Kyler?
Okay, first of all, that is what I said. And if the Cardinals trade Josh Rosen, they're going for Dwayne Haskins or Kyler Murray. But we all know that's what it is. If they don't trade Josh Rosen, which I think is very likely, the Cardinals make dumb decisions. Josh Rosen is not the quarterback of the future, but they drafted him last year. Their faith is in him. So I think they should stay pat. And Nick Bosa is an obvious Pro Bowler, I think. So, obvious selection.
That pick shouldn't... That's not debated, I don't think. I know we just did the first pick, but I am going to provide context to what we're doing here right now. We're going to fly through all 32 picks. We're going to say who we got. Me and Jacob have done more research on the draft than Jackson. So, Jackson, I want you to, like, poke holes and question our picks and make us defend who we've picked.
Sounds
all right?
Good. Yeah, absolutely.
So, number two overall, San Francisco 49ers. Jacob, who you got?
Quinnen Williams.
I picked Josh Allen from Kentucky. Pass rusher. He's athletic. The tapes really show that he's a baller. He made a fantastic decision to stay and play at Kentucky another year. Really improved his draft stock. I think he's going to be a freak. He can fit in as a pass rusher or even as a coverage linebacker. He's got all those skills. He'll fit in a 3-4 or a 4-3.
No, that's fair. Yeah, no. San Francisco has a bunch of holes in their team, as we saw last year, with quarterback depth or running back depth. But I think at this point of the game, they need to focus on defense. So I think both those picks are...
I think they can go either way with this pick. I think on defense, they need... help on defense, that's pretty obvious, so.
If they pick Quinnen Williams, that'll be the fourth time they've drafted a defensive lineman in 5 years.
Yes, but they've been failures, so.
Plus, I mean, I can understand going with Quinnen. I think Quinnen's the second most talented player in this draft class. It's just the way I predict things are going to shake out.
I think if they
draft Quinnen Williams here.
If they do him, they can move on from a player like Eric Armstead, who hasn't exactly worked out yet. They can shift Solomon Thomas and decide what they want to do with him on the line, and then they have DeForest Buckner, who is a fantastic defensive lineman. That defense front will be scary, no matter who they add, whether it be Allen or Quinnen. Number three is the New York Jets, who I have taking Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston.
I have the New York Jets taking Josh Allen. They need pass rush. He went off, and he's going to be a great addition on the edge.
Greg Williams was recently signed as the defensive coordinator there. Greg Williams runs aggressive 4-3 defenses. In that 4-3 defense, Leonard Williams, who's a pretty decent pass rusher from the New York Jets, will probably be at one of those defensive tackle spots, which means I think they need a good run stopper at the other, and Ed Oliver is the best run stop and defensive tackle in this draft. I think it's easy.
I don't think they go with the run stopper. I think Leonard Williams can already do that very well. I think they bring a guy off the edge. I think for him to be aggressive, he also runs a lot of blitz, likes to move people around. I think Josh Allen's extremely versatile. Possibly, I think, the best pass rusher in this draft. So I think the Jets can't pass him up here.
All right. If no further questions, we'll go on to number four, the Oakland Raiders, who I have taken Quinnen Williams.
I have them taking Ed Oliver, which... Quinnen Williams is already off the board for me, so therefore I think Ed Oliver's the next best in terms of defensive line. So I think he fits them best in terms of who's left.
I think you're getting a good defensive tackle no matter who you go with, whether it be Oliver and Quinnen. Oliver's better against the run, but Quinnen's better against as a pass rusher. There are definitely some size concerns with Oliver. He's not tall, and we want to see how that works in the NFL, but the NFL's changing. Size doesn't matter as much, I think. It's an evolving game, and I think Oliver will be able to make an impact no matter where he goes in this draft.
Oh, yeah, and definitely. And, like, again, this is a very defensive, like, themed class this year, I think.
It's not a very heavy defensive class.
It's not very quarterback heavy. It's not very running back heavy, like last year especially. So I think that going defense for a lot of teams, especially those who are struggling with those higher picks and, like, getting those pliable defenses that they have, I think that they need to focus on that. And, yeah, so you guys are doing really well with that.
It is interesting that it is such a defensive-heavy class now that the NFL is becoming such an offensive-heavy league. It's just progressing to that point. I could name a couple of elite offenses this year. I don't think I could name one elite defense. Probably the best defense was the Ravens and the Bears, and I'd say they were both very good.
Very deep defensive draft. The top 20 prospects are on the defensive side of the ball, at least in terms of just overall talent, not just looking at quarterbacks or skill position players. So,
all right, then let's get back to the draft. We'll round out the top five here. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are currently slated there. I have them taking a cornerback, Greedy Williams from LSU. How do you feel?
I have them taking Brian Burns, edge from Florida State. In a lot of projections, that's who they were taking, and when I went through and looked at my research, he looks like an absolute beast. And like I said, defensive line, the top 20 defensive players in the draft all have the potential to win Rookie of the Year this next year. They all have that upside. And I just like Burns and Josh Allen off the edge. They run, they're similar ways, they're explosive, they get around the edge really fast, and they have a lot of speed. So they're like, they give me flashes of a Khalil Mack, Von Miller type players.
I'm definitely not sold on Burns as a player. I think he's a great athlete off the edge, but I think he's very raw, doesn't exactly have fantastic moves. And I think Tampa Bay's biggest hole is definitely at quarterback. They had I think it was the worst pass defense in the NFL this last year. And I think you can get a player like Greedy Williams, who's a plug-and-play starter, probably going to be the top corner on that roster next year. I think it's a great fit.
Greedy Williams, top cornerback in the draft. If they're looking for a cornerback, Greedy Williams is the fit.
Mm. Now we get to number six.
With the sixth pick in the NFL draft, the New York Giants select Dwayne Haskins, quarterback out of Ohio State.
It's quarterback range, and I think it's the same. I have them picking Haskins as well. I deliberated hard between 6 and 7, which I guess we should just cover hand in hand, because I have the Jaguars at 7 taking Kyler Murray, which I think you had too, right?
I also have the Jaguars at 7 taking Kyler Murray.
Was it a hard decision for you to decide who goes first? Because I was definitely...
It was not a hard decision for me. I think with the New York Giants, Dwayne Haskins fits better with what they want to do. They've always been more of a, let's get a good offensive line with a good passer. And I think Murray's more, I would think, like a Baker type of player. He does more of the extending plays type of thing, whereas Eli's in the pocket. The Giants have always been okay with a quarterback who will throw straight from the pocket and do that. Obviously, Haskins can extend plays, but he's best when he gets a good offensive line around him like they had at Ohio State, and he can just launch the ball downfield. He has great decision-making. And what are they missing in Eli Manning? The downfield throws. He doesn't have the arm strength that he used to. Haskins, in that Ohio State offense, bombs the ball downfield, and he has great pinpoint accuracy. I think that's all they're looking for.
Me, personally, I don't love the quarterback class. I definitely think it's weaker than last year's and
absolutely.
In next year's draft class.
Who's your number one quarterback? If you had to rank them.
If I had to pick a number one, it'd be Haskins. But I don't think I think Haskins is in first round talent, I think he's one of the low top 20.
I think,
like, I'd say he's even like, he's like my 22nd, 23rd best player.
I'd say in terms
to say he's a bad player. It's
right.
Just,
I'd say in terms of potential that I see working with, Daniel Jones out of Duke has a lot of potential. But we can talk to him later, because I think his name should come up later in this draft. But.
Right. And then Kyler Murray, I see him as a better fit for the Jaguars, because the Jaguars have built a running game. And if you remember the playoffs from last season, Bortles ran a lot. Bortles was fairly mobile. I think Kyler Murray is a pretty good fit in the Jacksonville Jaguars offense that's predicated on running the ball. No, I don't know how that will change with a new offensive coordinator, but I think Kyler Murray is still the best fit. Number 8.
Detroit with the Lions. 8th pick, the Detroit Lions coming off a terrible season, who will they select? They select the dominant defensive end out of Clemson, Clelin Ferrell.
We are both in agreement on that one.
They need him. They need him.
They definitely need him.
Their defense
with
on the line is
approaching free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Farrell's amazing. He's a top 10 player in this draft. He could even go earlier than this. I could see him going 2. I could see him going as high as 2.
Clelin Ferrell's probably my favorite pass rusher in this draft, I think.
Yeah. I mean, he can play around. Clemson moved him around a lot in college. He moves around the offensive line a lot. Has explosive speed off the line and has really good technique. He gets through people. His spin and swim move are really, really effective out there in the pass rush. So it's amazing how fast he can be and how big and strong he is.
Yep, Matt Patricia is a defensive guy, and he's going to get a big defensive piece to work with here. Jackson, do you think this fills the biggest hole for the Detroit Lions? Or...
See, that's kind of tough because my biggest worry would be the offensive weapons for Stafford. Being in Detroit, you're just wasting his career away. And if you want to win, you need Stafford, and you need him to have weapons. And losing Golden Tate was a huge thing on them because they were doing maybe like mediocre, like dwelling around 500 when they had Tate. But then when they traded him to Eagles, there was clearly that hole as teams were diverted more to double covering Jones. And then there's not a second weapon on that team. So I think that they should have gone for maybe like a wide receiver. But there's no wide receiver that's talented enough to go top 10.
Right, that's going to be your biggest
issue. That's the biggest thing. So
there's no quarterback, I think, talented enough to go top 10, but they're going to get picked.
Well, I mean, your 10 best players in this draft class
are defensive.
I think my at least top 8 or 9 are defensive.
Yeah.
So it's just such a defensive heavy class, and you got a player like Clelin Ferrell there. I don't see how you pass him up.
Exactly. That's where I come up with.
All right.
They need to focus on offense if they want to be relevant.
All right, let's go to number 9 here.
With the 9th pick in the NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills select Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston.
You have him falling.
I think Ed Oliver because
of... Did you not have him go early?
No. I, Quinnen Williams.
Thank you.
Because of his size and the issues he had at Houston with his coach and a lot of... there's reports on his character that he won't be good for team building. I think he will drop. Now, this isn't a Laremy Tunsil situation where he's going to drop 25 picks and get picked later at the Dolphins.
I mean, Laremy Tunsil dropped 13, but probably
okay.
Taken.
Well, he dropped a long ways. But Ed Oliver, I think, drops to 9, and I don't think that's a drag on him. I think that's a saying something about the good players in this draft.
We've got the combine coming up and team interviews, and in my opinion, I believe that the issues at Houston with Major Applewhite, the former head coach, I think they were a little overblown. I think Oliver's a pretty good character guy. He's never proven that he hasn't. And I think the issues this year were just...
Gets injured too
much,
too.
They're overblown because he had the injuries this year.
He's never made it a full season. He's never made it every single game for a full season.
Look, I still think he's one of the most talented players.
Oh, he is, but I don't think he's getting top 5.
I don't think you wait on him.
I don't think he's getting...
I have them taking the Buffalo Bills at 9. Jonah Williams, the offensive tackle from Alabama, he's... In my opinion, far and away the best offensive line prospect in this draft.
Why do you have them taking offensive line, though? Their offensive line isn't that bad.
They're going to lose 4 offensive line players in free agency.
Kyle Williams is leaving, though,
good.
And one of their
they
best.
Were not good.
Kyle Williams is leaving, and one of their best.
I did deliberate having them go D-line. I know Kyle Williams is leaving, but if you got a player like Josh Allen from that last class who showed pretty good potential, I think you build around him. And the most important thing that Buffalo team can do right now is to get him protection.
If Ed Oliver is available here, because he's not available in your draft. If he is available here, if he drops this far, do you take him as the Bills?
If Jonah Williams was gone, yes.
Oh, I think they take him even if Jonah Williams is available.
I would go off need there, but that's just my opinion.
Well, they also need defensive line, so.
You're right. Let's round out the top 10 here. Broncos are on the clock. You going to play the sound? Thank you.
This is an easy pick here, folks. I don't want to do it to him. I actually love this quarterback pick. I think everyone says Elway will wait. I do not think he will. And I think he's found their quarterback of the future, their franchise quarterback here. I guarantee you Broncos fans will be angry, but it's Daniel Jones out of Duke. Quarterback has the most potential. And I think they can do a really good job. Thank goodness they didn't hire Gary Kubiak. He sucks.
You guys got him, though. The Vikings got him.
My hometown Minnesota Vikings got him. Only as a consultant, though. So hopefully he does nothing play-calling-wise because he's terrible in that area. But besides the subject, Broncos get their franchise quarterback here, and I firmly believe that this guy is good enough to be their quarterback.
I don't hate Daniel Jones. I just don't like picking him at 10.
Is Case Keenum the answer?
God, no, Case Keenum's not the answer. Okay. But I still wouldn't draft Daniel Jones at 10. I think you can. There's so much high-end talent on the defensive side of the ball where the Broncos do have holes with interior pass rush and quarterback that I don't think you can justify taking a quarterback at 10. Now, if the Denver Broncos traded into the back half of the first round to take a Daniel Jones player, I don't think I'd love it, but I wouldn't hate the move. I think the move would be necessary. I have them picking DeAndre Baker, cornerback from Georgia. Baker is not the best athlete at cornerback, but throughout college he's proved that he's a hard-nosed player, and he knows how to. He's just got such a great ball awareness.
So he
knows how to get the ball. Vic Fangio has talked about death by inches. He's going to bring some toughness into that Broncos team, and I don't think there's a tougher player in this class than DeAndre Baker.
I think he's the third best cornerback, and I think there's a better cornerback available in Byron Murphy, but in terms of my draft, there hasn't been a cornerback taken. Therefore, I would say Greedy Williams is the best in this draft. So for me, Greedy Williams is still available. So if they're going to go that direction, Greedy Williams would be it for me.
Chris Harris is getting older in his 30s, and Bradley Roby is a free agent. Along with that, hasn't proven that he's enough to be a high-end number two, low-end number one cornerback at all. And I think DeAndre Baker definitely has that potential. The Cincinnati Bengals pick at 11. I think we're in agreement, so let's say it together. Who do you got?
Jonah Williams.
Oh, never mind. I have Devin White.
I have Jonah Williams going here. Obviously, you had him go before. I switched this in the past day. I just think the Bengals need more offensive line. Obviously, they need more offensive line. Andy Dalton was absolutely murdered, and he got injured. But, I just don't see them going a different direction. But at the same time, Jonah Williams is off your draft already. But I believe if he's available here, they take him.
Even if he's available there, I wouldn't take him. The Cincinnati Bengals have the worst linebacking core in the NFL. It's only going to get worse if Vontaze Burfict, one of my least favorite players, has to retire due to concussion issues. And Devin White's probably, in my opinion, a top five player in this class. The most athletic linebacker. Guy's a freak. LSU, he was insane for them. He's going to be insane for the Bengals. They can plug him in at inside linebacker. He's going to be a day one impact player. He'll have an impact like Darius Leonard did for the Colts. I honestly think that.
I think he's a top five prospect in this draft. I just don't see the Bengals going that way. I see the Bengals addressing the need on offensive line.
That's fair. Jackson, we made a couple of picks before we have talked to you. Any points to make about any of the selections or teams?
He's looking at his vacation. He's going to go on vacation this weekend in Cabo. He's thinking about going to the NFL Combine too. So, you know, he hasn't been talking. He's planning on his flights, you know.
Anyway, the one pick that I would have to discuss with you guys a little bit would be, like, the Broncos pick. I don't agree with the logic of picking a quarterback that high. Especially a quarterback class this year, that's this week. Why not wait one more year when it looks a little bit stronger? And the Broncos did suffer a little bit on defense this year. They were middle of the pack, and their defense were accountable for some of the close games that they lost. Granted, they do need help at the quarterback position, but
Daniel Jones has all the tools to be a quarterback in the NFL. NFL draft after NFL draft, we've seen quarterbacks taken so high because teams are reaching for leaders.
Because they're desperate.
Yes, and so I'm trying to be realistic here, looking on the past drafts, looking on things that have happened. Teams trade up for quarterbacks. Why? Because they'll take chances on a guy to be that locker room, be that leader, because they know a quarterback needs to be that. We've seen teams do that. So what I'm thinking here is they're going to go quarterback because it's been a need for so many years.
It's not been so many years.
Daniel Jones is the answer for them this year.
It's not the answer.
Daniel Jones is the answer for them.
No.
I mean, I will give him David Cutcliffe, who is the head coach at Duke, has a reputation of being a good quarterback's coach. He was the coach for Eli Manning in college. So that does say something. He does have good quarterbacks. Daniel Jones definitely put up good stats, but I don't think he's NFL ready. He's just not. I don't think he's the guy yet. And the Broncos have proven in the past they won't reach for a quarterback if they don't think he's their guy. And I think Elway waits. There's a big class of quarterbacks coming up in 2020. Probably a better class than this class. So. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'd wait. But
He waits. New pressure, new coach, admits he failed this year in the press conference in hiring a coach and doing what he did in restructuring this team. I think he also failed, in a sense, from giving the contracts out. I think his move is now.
All right, let's go to 12. The Green Bay Packers are on the clock.
And the Green Bay Packers here need an edge rusher. They need someone who is efficient and can be versatile.
Really?
Clay Matthews is at the end of his career. And I think what they go with here is Devin White.
Devin White is not a pass rusher.
Ja'Kai Polite. Why did I say Devin White? Sorry, I was stuck on your last point. Ja'Kai Polite. That's my bad. Ja'Kai Polite out of Florida.
The voice crack, Ja'Kai!
Ja'Kai!
I'm not going to disagree with you that pass rusher is a big need for them, but they have needs all over that secondary. Since pass rusher is so heavy in this class, I think you can afford to wait. They do have two first-round picks, so we'll see what they do with that second one. I have them taking a safety, Deontay Thompson from Alabama. He's probably the best defensive back in this class, in my opinion. I think he's going to be better than Greedy. He knows how to get to the ball. He's a good coverage guy. He's hard-nosed. He can slide into that spot that they vacated when they traded Ha-Ha Clinton-Dix this year, and I think he's going to be a great fit in the Green Bay Packers defense that definitely needs some retooling.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's right. Here I could see them going that way. They have so many needs that you can't really go a bunch on need base because on defense, this is a good draft for the Packers to be on a defensive need base. I think you can see the trackers. The Packers. I'm having a Jackson type of day on the mistakes here. The Packers. I could see the Packers trade for multiple first-round picks, if I'm being honest.
They already have multiple.
No, I could see them trading for even more. Like, trading seconds, mortgaging, to get into this draft, to get even more defense players. I could see them trying to bolster up on defense, just because of the fact that the time is now or never. And I know we've been saying that for the last 2 years, but it's now.
It is now.
It's now. They need to do it. They need to do it now. It's their choice.
I definitely think trading up is not the right decision for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need a lot of youth injected in that team, and I think you got to go with quantity over quality in a sense, though I think there are a lot of quality players late. I don't think they're missing out on much if they trade up.
All right,
or
the
if
pick,
they don't trade
the
up.
Pick is in. The Miami Dolphins. I think this is one of the hardest selections in the draft.
Because you could see them go quarterback.
I could see them 100% go quarterback, but I already have quarterbacks off the board. I already have so many quarterbacks off the board. The Dolphins, I could see the Dolphins trading up. And I'm being very serious when I say that. I could see the Dolphins trading up. I could see them end up with any quarterback in this draft. Teams should engage in discussions with them, what they're willing to give up. Tannehill's not the quarterback they thought he was. But the hard thing for me is I still have a bunch of prospects here that are ranked so high. And I'm so high on some guys like Rashawn Gary, Jeffrey Simmons. But right here, I think they take Greedy Williams. And if I'm honest with you, I can't sit here and watch cornerbacks fall anymore. I just don't think the cornerbacks will be taken that high. I think Greedy Williams is the answer here for the Dolphins.
I have them going defensive line. They've got rid of players like Ndamukong Suh. Cameron Wake is getting older. And they just definitely have a lot of either older to middle-aged decent but not great pass rushers at this point, and I really think they need some defensive line presence, so I have them going with Jeffrey Simmons, the defensive tackle from Mississippi State.
Well, that makes sense, because
Okay.
With the next
I have them taking
I want Jackson to make his point.
I have them taking Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay, hold on. Let Jackson make his point.
Oh my gosh, you don't interrupt the draft.
Yes, I do.
The pick is in.
No.
Don't shut up the commissioner.
No.
Don't shut up the
commissioner.
Don't shut up the commissioner.
I was going to make a point with like the Packers pick.
When the sound
But you had the Dolphins picking Greedy Williams.
Oh my gosh.
And not the Packers.
Because the Packers, neither of us had taken Jakai Polite.
None of us had.
Packers taking Jakai Polite.
I know he did.
Deontay Thompson.
But he had the Dolphins pick Greedy Williams, the quarterback after the Packers.
The best quarterback in the draft, yeah.
Yeah.
Homie, they have they've taken two quarterbacks. They have Jair Alexander.
Okay.
A great quarterback in the secondary.
Okay.
Amazing quarterback in the secondary.
Okay.
He was pretty good. Let's not go too far there.
He was amazing.
He was okay. He was better than okay.
I'm looking at a Packers team who honestly gave up the season by trading HaHa Clinton Dix. One of the best safeties in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Their secondary sucked.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it did.
Not this year.
Their pass rush was the best.
No, their pass rush was awful.
It had one of the most sacks.
Their pass rush was awful.
You were completely incorrect in the previous podcast. You proved me wrong on a point
Tyler
where the Packers
Lancaster,
were one of the best pass rushes in the defense in the league. They got one of the most sacks.
They underperformed.
Yes. No. What?
Linebacking core. Linebacking core is what I'm saying.
Oh my
gosh.
He's
an edge rusher off the linebacking core.
They need help in the secondary, Jacob.
I'm not talking about the line.
I know you're
Jacob,
not. Jacob,
I played
the
linebacker. Listen to the linebacking core. Blake Martinez is good.
Linebackers are part of
Antonio Morrison is not good. Clay Matthews is not good. They need a linebacker in the secondary.
They need someone to help out in the secondary.
Oh my gosh. Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson. They're both draft picks in the last first round draft.
The Green Bay Packers had 44 sacks last year. That is tied for 8th in the NFL.
I'm doing
so they
edge
do
rusher.
Have a lot, but I know what you're talking
yes,
about.
It's a linebacker.
I just
want to
defend him by agreeing,
line.
Yes, the Packers did have one of the top pass rushes in the NFL.
They still have Tremont Williams, and they have Josh Jackson and Jair Alexander, both first round picks who were excellent. They were
the Vikings have this kind of same mentality where you can never have too many cornerbacks, Jacob. You can even if a cornerback doesn't work out, you can maybe move him to the safety spot if
Vikings
he's
have one of the best pass defenses in the NFL.
Yes, because of their pass rush. Xavier Rhodes is great.
Yeah.
Trey Waynes is trash.
What?
Trey Waynes is one of the most overrated cornerbacks.
Trash?
In the NFL.
I wouldn't
yes.
call him trash.
Yes. He's over physical. He's an over physical version of Xavier Rhodes, and he doesn't know when to play. His deep shot percentage, his defense on passes over 20 yards is like a 3%. He gets a penalty 23% of the time. He gets a penalty 23% of the time. That's terrible.
Okay.
That's one of the worst in the NFL.
Okay, but Trey Waynes isn't Greedy Williams.
Yes, exactly. I'm not saying the Vikings should draft him.
I know.
Hey.
I'm talking about the Packers.
I don't want to cut this short.
Okay,
because
sorry,
it is a good argument.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But we are time sensitive.
That's my bad, yeah.
We got to start flying. We got 30 minutes.
Still in. That was
14,
interrupted.
Atlanta Falcons.
Go, Jeffrey Simmons.
I have him taking Rashawn Gary. He's a DN for Michigan. He's better against the run than he is against the pass at this point. But he's an absolute athletic freak. I think the Falcons are going to be lucky to get a guy at his caliber at 14.
I think Jeffrey Simmons is better. He had an assault issue in college, so I think it's a question.
He had an assault issue in high school?
In high school.
And his coaches have...
I think it's an issue. His coaches have backed him up. It's an issue about whether a team wants to believe that or not, which I don't know. I think we're just in agreement. It's about which prospect they take here. I think they take a flyer on him, but I think Rashawn Gary has a bunch of potential, so I could see him going either way.
Do you have Rashawn Gary going? Have you had him go already? I just can't remember. No? You
no.
haven't. Okay.
But I have him going soon.
15, Washington Redskins. Quick. Who do you got?
The Washington football team.
Ah, gosh, the Washington football team! Ah!
Drew Lock, quarterback, Missouri.
I changed at the last minute. I have him going Daniel Jones. I think Daniel Jones is a better quarterback than Drew Lock.
Off the board for me, homie.
And I'm just saying I changed.
Okay, well, we don't need to do like a bunch of discussion. Obviously, Alex Smith has suffered that. That was a terrible injury. Don't know if he's going to be back and healthy. They probably need to. Anyways, he's 34, so they probably need to look at a quarterback. I think Daniel Jones would be an amazing pick at this point. That would be a great pick. But I don't think he'll be on the board. If he is 100%, pick him. But they're going quarterback, so Drew Lock is my best one. Obviously, Will Greer. I'm having a Jackson mispronunciation day. Will Greer will be on the board, so that'll be an interesting discussion. I just think they go Lock because of the
Will Greer is your decent day two pick. I think that it's pretty obvious that Washington's biggest hole is quarterback right now without Alex Smith, and either of those guys is fine, but I don't love it. 16, Carolina Panthers.
This is such a hard pick. They're lacking a bunch of depth in the secondary. I have changed this pick. I don't feel very good about this pick. I am not 100% sure which direction they will go, and I'm like, this is like a 20%, but I'm going Rashawn Gary just because of the potential. But their secondary is so bad, so if they go Rashawn Gary, they've got to go look in free agency for something or trade back into the first round.
I think they could use a safety. Their quarterbacks are decent, but safety's a big hole.
They could use a safety.
They have some aging pass rushers off the edge, so I have them taking Brian Burns, who we've already talked about, from Florida State.
Oh, wow, you have Burns dropping?
I think Burns is going to drop a little bit farther. I think he's raw, and that concerns me, but he's definitely athletic enough to where some team's going to give him...
So you wouldn't go safety?
I wouldn't go safety yet.
Okay.
I think there's going to be some good day two prospects.
I think there is. I think Deontay Thompson out of Alabama will be a great prospect.
He is gone for me, so I would wait. Cleveland Browns at 17 and Minnesota Vikings at 18. I'm going to loop those together because I have them both taking offensive line. I have the Cleveland Browns taking Greg Little from Ole Miss. And at 18, the Vikings take Cody Ford, the tackle from Oklahoma.
At 17, the Cleveland Browns take N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, best one in the draft, and they're looking for a deep threat. Here they have another playmaker. They love playmakers. Baker Mayfield's going to open up this offense. Their offensive line is already good and operable, and Baker Mayfield didn't go down as much as the other quarterbacks in the NFL. And they have Antonio Callaway, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, and Nick Chubb. This offense is fast, speedy, and N'Keal Harry will add them.
They won't be able to...
At 18, the Minnesota Vikings do go offensive line, and I'm in agreement with you on that pick.
Cody Ford?
Yep.
Okay.
I wish we had time to argue this, because I think you're kind of wrong with that wide receiver.
Just make your point quick, we won't argue.
What wide receiver?
Okay. Now, I'm not talking about wide receiver. You're going offensive line. I think Logan's right here.
No.
If you're looking long-term, you want an offensive lineman and a quarterback who's young. You want protection.
They already have a good offensive
line. There's no way you can throw a ball down
they
the field
have
if you're
already
being
sacked.
You're right. Their offensive line is decent. They've got
they
a couple
have
of
it.
Great guards,
yeah,
and they have a pretty
have
solid
them.
Tackle. But
yeah,
what
do.
I looked at when
Not
I made
long-term.
That pick...
Schreeder is great.
Not
what
long-term.
I
made, their long-term.
What I looked at when I made that pick was the fact that Greg Robinson was their offensive tackle on the left side, blocking Baker Mayfield's blind side last year, and he was the weakest part of that
okay,
line.
Okay, but what I was saying...
Greg Little can play.
I think they go free agency for...
I don't think there's another guy, though.
Yeah, I think they do.
I don't think there's... I think Greg Little's a better long-term
I think
pick.
They go free agency. So I think right. I think here in the draft, they're going to go with a wide
We're
receiver.
Definitely in agreement it's a need. And I like N'Keal Harry. He's probably my favorite wide receiver in this class. He's not fast, but he's a big-bodied dude. He's going to make the catches. Baker would be lucky to get a wide receiver at him. 19 is the Tennessee Titans. I'll go first here. They recently, Brian Arakpo retired. Derek Morgan's a free agent. They have Harold Landry, who they drafted last year in the second round, who I think is a good, solid pass rusher. I think they pair him up with another, and I have them taking Montez Sweat from Mississippi State.
We are in agreement. Montez Sweat from Mississippi State.
He's a solid correct. Player.
I think he could even go in the top five. That's how good
he's
he is.
I mean, there's a lot of good players.
Yeah.
I honestly, I feel bad because there's so many good defensive players that I feel like they should go
it's
higher.
It's almost like they all declared at the same time and waited for 4 years to all get into all the right. same spot.
So
something.
Then let's fly to 20, where I know we're in disagreement. The Pittsburgh Steelers. Kind of a mess right now. But,
everyone thinks they'll take a wide receiver, but I don't believe they will. James Washington is a great wide receiver. I believe people didn't really look at him or aren't educated in football if they don't understand that. He clearly runs great routes and was a great player for the Steelers. Juju Smith-Schuster, I'm assuming Antonio Brown will be gone. I think we all can assume that.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster is going to be a great wide receiver, number one. A lot of mock drafts have them taking a wide receiver. I do not believe they should go anywhere near a wide receiver or a quarterback for that matter.
I had them going wide receiver for a while, but I changed my pick pretty late in the game to Devin Bush, the inside linebacker from Michigan. I think he's a great athlete. He's going to be a three-down linebacker for them, and he's going to slide into that Ryan Shazier role, which is definitely the biggest hole they have on that defense. I rate that just a little over defensive back because they need those too. But I think Devin Bush is a good plug-and-play player. I think they're getting a great linebacker there, and he's going to help anchor that defense.
I have been going with a Devin, but not Devin Bush, Devin White out of LSU. But, of course, he's already off the board for you. So we're kind of in agreement
There's
here.
There's no way Devin White
I think Devin White drops.
Opinion. I don't think there is. He's a freak.
In a lot of mock drafts, they have him going 22 or over in a lot of mock drafts that I've been looking at. So I think the assumption here is there's so many good defensive players with the need-based picks that they're going to make. Devin White will drop.
Seattle Seahawks at 21. I have him taking Christian Wilkins, D-tackle Clemson.
I also have him taking Christian Wilkins.
All right, we're in agreement again. All right, it's pretty good. I think Wilkins is a better pass rusher than the other one, Dexter Lawrence. Plus, Lawrence has the whole banned substance issue, though I think we're reading a little too much into that, and I think teams are going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's a good kid outside of that.
Oh, he's going to go here pretty quick.
I think the Seahawks need more pass rush than they do run defense, and Wilkins is probably the best pass rusher left on the board, in my opinion, here. So,
good. So, Baltimore Ravens, they need a linebacker, but it's so tough for me now looking at the linebackers prospects. Like we talked about before, C.J. Mosley is leaving. Well, not leaving.
C.J. Mosley is a free agent, but I put my money on them re-signing him.
But, yes, we had talked outside of the podcast here that I wasn't for sure that they would re-sign them.
Yep.
But I've done some more research into it, and I think they actually will just because it looks like their linebacking core is so weak. Free agency would make more sense to do it in. So I think there's two options for them at this pick. It's Dexter Lawrence or Draymond Jones, both defensive tackles. I think they go to Dexter Lawrence out of Clemson.
Okay. I have them going with a receiver here, and I flipped my receiver a couple of times because, I mean, there's just a lot of ones that I think are
I could
pretty
see
close.
Receiver.
I have them going with N'Keal Harry, but
yeah.
I'm not confident that I picked the wide receiver.
DK Metcalf or N'Keal Harry, if they're available here, yeah. I see, that's the tough thing. The Ravens have a couple areas like they could improve. So wide receiver, yeah, improve that. Lamar Jackson and N'Keal Harry, that would sound great.
My thing is, I like N'Keal Harry more as a receiver, but I think Metcalf might actually be a better fit in the offense that wants to go fast. He's definitely a faster receiver than N'Keal Harry is.
Yep.
23, Houston Texans.
This
they
is
have
easy.
A glaring hole
yeah, this is easy.
At tackle. So I had them taking Yodny Cajuste from West Virginia.
Oh, Yodny Cajuste, interesting. I had them going with Greg Little.
Greg Little's gone for me at this point, and
yeah.
Juice definitely needs some refining with his technique, but I think he's got a lot of power. And
so
he's just
we're pretty
the
much in
left.
Agreement here. It's just a mismatch of who's going to be gone at this point. We're
yep.
going O tackle here for Houston, Texas.
All right, we're going to check with Jackson one more time, and then we're going to try to fly through the rest of the picks, 24 through 32. Jackson, what did you think of the ones we had so far?
No, you guys are like nailing them on the spot. I think like all those
Thank
teams
you, Jackson.
Glaring...
I know I really nailed that one.
Glaring
really
problems
like
in
Cleveland
the places
pick,
that you guys
huh?
filled up with the draft picks, and I think that you guys will... I mean, like, these lower round draft picks are always...
I think Jackson really recognized how we nailed that Cleveland Browns pick. I nailed it.
All right. Let's start flying. 24 through 32.
Easy money.
It's the first of the two picks the Oakland Raiders have in the 20s right here. I have them taking Ja'Kai Polite. If they do take Quinnen Williams or Ed Oliver, like, I think they need a D-tackle.
Wait, you still have them available?
No. I'm saying if they do at that first pick they have at 4, where I think those players will go around that time, they're still going to need help on the edge. Ja'Kai Polite is a player I don't love, but I think he's going to be solid, and he's the best left on the outside.
Now I have the falling Greedy Williams.
You already had Greedy Williams go.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you have him taking a corner.
DeAndre Baker. Sorry.
There we go.
Georgia cornerback is more of a project, but I think he'll go. Sorry, that's my bad.
Okay.
I put Greedy Williams twice in my mock draft. There's not two of him.
Sadly.
DeAndre Baker is my next cornerback, so therefore I think DeAndre Baker will go.
I mean, they got a lot of needs they can fill anywhere,
yep.
and I think they're getting solid defensive players here either way.
Eagles.
25 is the Philadelphia Eagles, and I have them going with Byron Murphy from Washington.
I also have them going with Byron Murphy. I think he's a great cornerback.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Can we agree on that?
He's a solid quarterback. He's got good size, though he's not the fastest. He can jump, though. Either way, they're getting a good cornerback here.
I think we go cornerback again with this next pick with the Colts.
The Colts?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you have them taking?
Amani Orubada, cornerback, Penn State.
I'm not even going to try to say that name. I think there's a pretty decent-sized drop-off at corner. So I think the Colts are going to go wide receiver here. they really have T.Y. Hilton, and they have a couple of good tight ends, but they could use another playmaker on the outside, and that's where I have D.K. Metcalf going.
Yeah, see, I think they got just absolutely murdered by the Chiefs, and just towards the end of the season, their secondary got murdered a couple big point games where their offense saved them, with Andrew Luck being up there. So I think they'll have trust in their offensive firepower, just with Andrew Luck being able to make those good throws. I think they either traded for another wide receiver. I could see them trading or going in free agency and signing somebody. I think they do that rather than the draft. So, yeah, I think they go cornerback here.
27 is the last first-round pick of the Oakland Raiders, who have three. I have them taking Irv Smith Jr., the tight end from Alabama. I think Irv Smith Jr. is a great athlete. He's both a good pass catcher and he's a solid blocker. He's definitely going to fill a role that the Oakland Raiders need, either as that number one, or he could be the two to Jared Cook, and they can still get some good use out of him. I like that pick. That's what I'm picking there.
I have them going with the 27th pick, DK Metcalf. This is the pick that they traded for...
Amari Cooper,
that they expected to be obviously higher in the draft, but the Cowboys went on a late-season run. Amari Cooper was the turnaround, big part of that. Now the Cowboys are looking up. At the start of the season, they're looking down, but the Cowboys are looking very potential. Got a good thing out of this trade. I think the Raiders replace him with this pick.
All right. 28 is the Los Angeles Chargers, who I have taken Dexter Lawrence from Clemson. I think it's a natural fit. They have older players on the inside of that defensive line. They're going to need to get some youth there to replace it, and I think Dexter Lawrence is the best player available there.
I would be in agreement on D-line. I would say that I would go Christian Wilkins here because we just swapped him in terms of picks. So, yes.
29 is the New England Patriots, who I deliberated hard on because I could see them going for a defensive player because they have holes there, and I could see them going for a quarterback of the future. But at the end of the day, I went with a Rob Gronkowski replacement / compliment ? With Noah Fant.
Yep.
He's a huge size mismatch. He's from Iowa. He can catch. He's a good runner. I think he's going to be a solid fit in that New England offense. Belichick knows how to use tight ends.
And I think the Patriots know what to do. They see next year's draft with all those possible quarterbacks coming out. It's hopeful. I mean, there's already a good class. And now Jalen Hurts is in the firestorm offense of Oklahoma, looking to put up numbers, gets 3 5-star receivers coming in this year as freshmen. The quarterback class is even better. I'm telling you, New England Patriots will wait, and they're smart for doing it.
And it is my fault for this. If I wasn't so time-crunched today, I'd love to talk about the Jalen Hurts move. But I gotta get moving, and I apologize for that, my guys. 30 is the Los Angeles Rams. By the way, with the picks with the Patriots, Rams, and then the last two we have with the Chiefs and the Packers via the Saints, those picks are established as of record right now. We obviously don't know who's won those games. Those will be played this weekend. But at 30 with the Chargers, that's projected, I have them taking Draymond Jones, who I think is a much better player than 30. And he was probably the player that I definitely wanted to put higher on my board, but I just couldn't find a place where I wanted to put
him. Wait, the Rams are at 30.
Yes, the Rams are at 30. I said that. I think Jones is a very good fit for a Rams team that will be potentially losing Ndamukong Suh. He can slide right in, play next to Aaron Donald, and that interior pass rush, I don't think will lose much of a step.
I think they go Devin Bush, more speed at linebacker. It's for the same reason. I think out there, they have secondary, could use an extra linebacker out there to back up the rush.
Kansas City Chiefs, pick at 31.
Now, this is going to be an interesting pick, but I think I got it here. I've looked at a lot of drafts, and then I did a bit of research on the Chiefs, and I think I found what I want.
I think I did too. I think I identified their most glaring, obvious hole and got them a good replacement. Who'd you pick for him?
Mac Wilson.
I picked Trayvon Mullen. Trayvon Mullen's a quarterback from Clemson. He had one heck of a college football playoff. He's definitely in a position, he's raised his draft stock, and he has a potential to do it even more at the combine. I think he's a good coverage guy. I think it definitely fills the biggest hole in that Chiefs team, which is their pass defense.
All right.
And 32 is the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting that pick from the New Orleans Saints, who right now have the highest record. And I have them going pass rusher here. We identified that hole earlier. Jalen Ferguson is my pick. He's the outside pass rusher from Louisiana Tech. He's not a big school player, and a lot of people might not know his name, but for 4 years, he put up elite production in college. He's definitely one of the players that has the most, or the highest statistics in this draft. And I think he's going to be a great fit. I think the Saints are going to like how you can... He's definitely proven that he can be successful. I mean, there are some concerns with him being at a smaller school like Louisiana Tech, but I think it's still a great fit for them.
Yep. I think the Packers completely missed this pick. I don't really have a suggestion, but I think they go running back. And I would look at the both of the running backs out of Alabama. It's their choice to pick and choose. I think one will be a bust and one will not, and I'm actually against the grain in here with this pick, but there's Josh Jacobs and Damien Harris are both available at this point.
All right. We have concluded the mock draft. I want to ask you real fast, Jacob, are there any players that you want us to watch that you didn't name on your list?
That I didn't name on my list.
Because I've got a few that I definitely wanted to put but couldn't find a spot for him.
There's a couple players. I would watch Sanders out of Penn State, Henderson out of Memphis at running back. Both of those running backs, I think, have a lot of potential. I think the defensive... I just think in terms of how many good defensive players are, that will overshadow a lot of what is happening with the rest of the skill position players in this draft. I think there's a couple good skill position players that have big personalities or aren't as hyped up as they could be. So I think in this draft, watch out for some running backs that are late second round that could possibly surprise you.
There are definitely a lot of good wide receivers in this draft class. We didn't put a good portion of wide receivers in our first round, but I think there's going to be a pretty big run early second round. The players I'm going to point out are a couple of athletic freaks with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside from Stanford and Hakeem Butler from Iowa State. I think Hakeem Butler might end up being the best wide receiver in this draft class when all is said and done. And I'm not even mentioning players like A.J. Brown, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, and Kelvin Harmon from NC State. I think they're all going to be solid players. Definitely with the running backs, you mentioned Josh Jacobs and Damien Harris. I think they're both going to end up being solid players. And another one I wanted to point out we didn't get to was another small school pass rusher in O'Shane...
O'Shaq Hennessy Ximenez.
I don't think he's ready to plug and start in the NFL at this point, but I see him similar to a player like Marcus Davenport last year. There's definitely going to be teams that want him, and they can integrate him slowly into an NFL defense like the Saints have gradually integrated Davenport. And I think Davenport's going to be a solid player, and I think that guy who I mentioned is going to be a solid player.
Last player,
I'm
going to
learn his name, and we're going to see how he fits.
I did not have Trayvon Mullen taken in the first one, cornerback out of Clemson. Watch for him. He could go in the first round. If he doesn't, he's still a great player. He had an awesome performance against Alabama. I think Trayvon Mullen is going to be a great player.
Jackson, what did you think? Any holes that we didn't address? Any teams that you want to watch for in this draft? Huge make or break, anything?
I think this draft is really going to determine whether or not the Raiders are going to be a dominant franchise. With John Gruden talking so high and mighty about his team and like, oh, just trust the system kind of with his 10 years. I doubt that he'll be doing it well. I doubt that he'll be establishing dominance with this draft, being it so weak in the sense of if he wants to make an offensive presence, he's going to have to make amazingly good steals in this draft, and I doubt that'll happen.
Is Derek Carr the quarterback of the future for the Oakland Raiders, Jeff?
Well, they better hope so, because they have no other answer.
Don't forget the Oakland Raiders.
Next year.
The Oakland Raiders do have a lot of top 100 picks in this draft, and they have 2 first-round picks next year so far. So they do have the potential firepower, not just this year, but next year, to start making moves on both sides of the ball. I see them as a potential trade destination for Antonio Brown. Depending on how much the Steelers want and how much the Raiders are willing to give up. I think this was definitely good. We'll work on future mock drafts. We'll have a few of those. We'll get back at you tomorrow with another episode where we're not as rushed for time. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Peace out, as they say in Canada.
Language.